Welcome, Emily, to Writers Series.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. You are a writer and a digital marketing specialist. Before we get started, would you be kind in sharing with audiences what type of digital marketing specialist you are and how writing is laced into your day-to-day craft?
For sure. So I work at an agency that uses a marketing approach called fusion marketing. It essentially boils down to being a blend of traditional marketing tactics, so print advertising, that kind of thing, and all of the tools that digital marketing provides, blends that together with also focus on revenue generation, sales, and sponsorship opportunities to provide a really holistic marketing approach that's not just focused on, creating social media content, email campaigns, designing billboard ads. It looks a little bit broader than just marketing. So we're able to help, come up with sales plans and do all sorts of reporting and forecasting and working to create community partnerships and sponsorship opportunities. Writing is a very big part of what I do. I majored in professional writing in university. So writing has always been something that I feel that I do well, and it's something that I enjoy. And yeah, if there's anything that needs to be written at the agency or for one of our clients, I am probably taking a lead role on it.
Prior to studying writing in your academic and professional career, how were you initially introduced to the craft of writing? Were you a writer as a child?
Yes and no. I was never big on writing stories, which I feel is a little bit more common in, kids who are really into the craft of writing, but I was never great at actually sitting down and writing a fictional story because I struggled to get like clear guidance when it came to crafting a story, if it was something that I could totally make up. So it had, everything, including the kitchen sink in it. But coming into high school and getting the chance to write pieces that were more focused on journalism and academic writing, that is where I excelled because I don't know, there was something different about it being a real, tangible thing that I could research and write about. So that's what got me a lot more interested in pursuing writing as a career path. I also had still do have a vested interest in politics. So I really thought I was going to go off and be a political journalist. Changed my mind once I got into university and wanted to be a sports journalist. And then March 2020 changed my mind altogether and decided I wanted to go into marketing. Not a great time to make a career change in retrospect, but it's okay. Found a path, made it work.
That is the beauty of writing, that you could pursue many different lanes, as you talked about, considering political writing, sports, and then there's that commercial writing aspect of it. You touch upon also research. What makes a good researcher in the realm of marketing?
Oh, I think research skills and writing skills really go hand in hand because they both are fundamental aspects of communication skills and what makes someone an excellent communicator, right? Because you need to be able to say in marketing, you can't come up with a good marketing campaign without having done the research into, what's already out on the market, who the competitors are, and understanding what the customers need and what they currently can't get from competitors so that you can actually offer a unique value proposition. So I think research and writing really go hand in hand into what makes someone, a good writer or even just someone who has exceptional communication skills.
Thank you for beating me to it. You talk about value proposition when writing. How do you determine what you're going to write? Is it based off what you believe the brand or the client will benefit from, or how the content will be received from the audience?
So usually what we start with, we do quarterly check-ins with all of our clients so that we can, assess together what is working, what's not working. Obviously, as the marketing agency, we prepare reports so that we can back up everything that we're saying. But we do, work really closely with our clients, and a lot of who we work with are small to medium businesses, who are still growing, and the owners and founders take a really active role in the customer service of their business. So they can usually bring some unique insights about what customers are commonly saying to them that we can then incorporate or modify into the next 90 days of our marketing strategy. It's a little bit of a two-way street, being able to create those value propositions, but we come up with our goals together, and from there we can break it down a lot more easily into the different content that we're going to be putting out to support the overall marketing endeavors.
If you had to define your style of writing, how would you describe it?
Oh, God. Oh, that's a really tough one.
It could be based off adjectives, the mood. It's you. So there's no right or wrong answer.
I think I would classify my writing style as versatile. I think I've kind of dipped my toes in enough writing forms to know the best practices for different ones, whether you're writing a Twitter post or, you're writing a news article. I think I have enough knowledge of all sorts of different best practices that I can pivot really easily to change from one form to another and, use things that I see working really well for other marketers and kind of adopt bits and pieces into the different projects that I'm a part of.
Because social media falls under digital marketing, can you share one best practice that new writers can start implementing in their work?
That is also a hard one because there are so many best practices for social media. I think the top one that I would say is most important is being adaptable and just being able to keep up with different trends, but also knowing that you don't have to jump onto every single one in order to succeed as a social media marketer. I think that's also where research and writing ties together, where you have to be aware of what's changing and what's working and what's no longer working, but also being able to assess whether or not certain trends are going to be effective for the market that you're targeting to.
Because you change the different variation of writing that you do in the recent years, what are the lessons learned in the last 3 years? Is there something that you have discovered on your own about your ability to write?
For me, I think the big thing was confidence. Since as a kid, I was never like great at writing stories. I felt like I always kind of felt a little bit like a fraud because I felt like I lacked that like original creativity that was required to be a writer. But over the last 3 years, I've learned that, writers aren't just people who can write fictional stories. Writers are the people who can tell us what's going on in the world. Writers are people who can, make us laugh while we're on social media. They're people that can communicate what's going on in different parts of the world, in different industries, and at different companies and organizations, and basically keep everybody informed and doing it in a way that really resonates with you. So for me, I would say it's the confidence in my writing that has been the biggest lesson that I've learned. It's that I'm not less of a writer because I can't sit down and write an original fictional story. I'm just a different kind of writer where I write stuff that might be a little bit more like academic. I loved writing 10-page papers in university. That made me so happy. But also being able to write like news articles, blog posts, press releases, all that kind of stuff that I do have the writing skills. They're just better suited for different things.
Very well said. I mean, you could make the front page news for confessing you enjoy writing academic papers. They are always in demand. And finally, Emily, is there a writing tip that you were taught or that you created on your own that has made an immense difference in your productivity?
What I have started to use a lot more recently, and that has really exploded in popularity, are AI tools and automation. So, what I've used a lot over the last couple of months in my work is ChatGPT. Actually, at my manager's suggestion to kind of help with my workload and maybe take a few things off my plate. But yeah, I've been using this tool and learning what it can do, what its limitations are. So I think my takeaway from that is going to be to try out new things, right? As writers, we can be really nervous when new things come into the world that, feel like they're jeopardizing what we do and what we can bring, in our jobs and any kind of freelance work that we're doing on the side that we, might feel like, oh my God, ChatGPT is going to take our jobs. But I think learning how to use new tools and embracing them rather than running away from them can be a really good learning opportunity. And ultimately, it gives you new skills that are going to make you stand out even more when you're applying for, future roles or trying to attract new clients.
Thank you for bringing ChatGPT up. It has made immense news, especially in the last month leading to the present. Is there any limitation of it? A lot of people are talking about it and reacting to the presence of it. What you shared is a very healthy perspective to look at it as how can we leverage it and not view it as it's there to replace us. Is there any limitation of it?
Yeah, so since it's still relatively speaking in its formative years, there are some things that it just can't do as well as writers. So I think a lot of our jobs are going to be safe because AI tools like ChatGPT can't navigate complex problems the same way that a person can. And on that same note, ChatGPT will only produce content that is only going to be as good as the prompts that you give it. So that makes it very much dependent upon human guidance. What we've also seen, like with CNET, I believe last month that they tried writing all of their news stories using ChatGPT and it failed because ChatGPT can't yet discern what is a true fact and what isn't. So what it produces isn't always factually accurate. So it very much still needs people who can review the work, do the fact checking, and make revisions so that the content is, the best that it can be. Those are probably about the main limitations that I've noticed through going through and using the tool. Yeah, very much still needs writers to help it out.
Thank you for sharing. It will be interesting to see how the liability aspect comes into the picture. With
I agree.
every benefit, there's a bit of a liability. And as we wrap up, Emily, we discussed briefly the aspect of digital marketing where you do the writing. You're welcome to share with audiences any latest project you're working on and how they can find you.
Sure. Probably biggest project that we are working on is we're helping a client launch a new location. So that is taking up a good chunk of our time. But you can follow along with it. Both myself and my company are on LinkedIn. So I'm just Emily Goodwin Writes. My company is Neon Supply. And we are also on Instagram at Get Neon Supply, where you'll be able to follow along with all of our latest projects and all of the marketing educational content that we share.
Thank you, Emily, for enlightening us on Writer Series.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.